Kinegdoi nami levoi.
True, Avadi, he gets some nice aliyah, he could read on even further. But his chiv is not a real chiv aliyah, we just said. We only let him read Mishum Kavra Torah, so since he's only reading Mishum Kavra Torah anyway, therefore we don't have to have the Navi connected what he's saying. So, from this Gemara, Smashma, Tay speaks out that Kasha lefiminagenu, Shonum Regim, Hosha Bosta Shona, Shamafti, Choyze, the Kura Mashakor Rishonim, the Enkura Klal Achakach. And came my commissioner, keeping the mission covenant terror, connect by them will be not rubber, keeping the current. What we do, we give maftir, he just reads back again the last parsha. So the Gemara wants answer. You know why? You don't have to have a Navi more than 21 psukim, but should have said better. Because even though maftir gets an aliyah, but he doesn't read a new three psukim, his psukim he's reading is only the psukim we already read before. So really, we only have to have at least 21 psukim. That would be enough. To give 7 aliyahs would be enough to read 21 psukim in the Torah. You have to give master an aliyah. According to our meaning, there wouldn't be any kasha. Our masters would just repeat again the last few psukim. So Sayyid brings the Raya, the Zman HaChazal that wasn't maftir. The Zman HaChazal, the one that got maftir, used to read on the next parasha. He used to read another 3 psukim vaita. He used to read. So therefore, the Gemara has to do kasha. Since he used to read right to the next parasha, another 3 psukim, so then at least Shaftav is at least 24 psukim. And that's the Gemara says, Mishum Kavra Shabbos, Mishum Kavra Torah, it's not a real chiyuv, we don't have to have the psukim connected him. Then the famous Tosafot asks the kasha, how come by Yom Tovim from after we read the Karbonos of the day? How come every Shabbos from after we don't read over Yom HaShabbos? Like every Shabbos maftir should have been like a Yom Tov, we read the Karbonos of the Yom. So it gets three truths, and one Torah says of Yom HaShabbos only has 2 psukim to it. And we can't read 2 psukim. To go on to the next one is too much. And another one Torah says is that the Haftorah is always supposed to be the Inyan of the Maftir. So if we're going to have the same Maftir every single Shabbos, you'll have to have the same Haftorah every single Shabbos also. And Chazal didn't want it. Chazal wanted, we should learn Navi, there should be a different Maftir every Shabbos. That's why they weren't mistaken that our Maftir, they wanted a different Haftorah, so therefore they weren't mistaken our Maftir should always be over Yom HaShabbos. And the third pshat that he says is that that's about Yom Tov, and we say the Kabonis because the Kabonis came to Chaporah. It was Mechaporos on Yom Tov. So we want to speak about those Kabonis that was Mechaporos. Mashenkin, the Musaf on Shabbos was L'shem Kaporah. Mishum Kaporah. It didn't come Mishum Kaporah, so he says. Abu Kabonis Shabbos Einam Boyim Kaporah. It didn't come Mishum Kaporah. It was Tam Aschev Shabbos to bring Shnei Kvosim, so therefore we don't have to read it over. Therefore, every Shabbos by our Maftir, we don't read or Yom HaShabbos Shnei Kvosim Neshono. Rather, we just chazer over the last psukim, or else in Tais of the Gemara's time, they used to read another 3 psukim later. Alright, turn over. Alright, turn over. Right, so the Al-Gemara Teretz says that connect the Namalei Boy, that since the Maftir was only Mishum Kovet HaTorah, we don't have to have 3 Psukim for him in the Novi. Maskev Lo Rova, Varei Oiloi Seichem Sofui. This is a HaTorah, they say the thing of Pashat Tzav. They say this HaTorah, Psukim in Yom Yo. The Lo Heaven Esrim Echad, it's not even 21 Psukim. The Karinim, and still we use that for HaTorah? Are you telling me you have to have at least 21 Psukim for the HaTorah? Teretzis, Shani Hosum, the Solik in Yonah. That's the end of that Parsha. In other words, like this, if you're reading in the middle of a parsha, you have to read at least 21 psukim in the Novi. But when you're reading one parak in the Novi, and the parak ends before 21 psukim, that's also good. Like this parak, this parsha in Yom Yovah also, the Inyan ends before 21, we could use it for the after. The Echad Laisolik in Yon Aloi, but when Inyan doesn't end, is that you can't stop. The Yomarav Shmuel Bar Abba, Zimlin Sagin, once happened, I was going, have a Kimna Kaimad Rav Yechlin. I was once going in front of Rav Yechlin. After I read 10 psukim in the Novi for the Haftorah, Omar lo nasiko, he said stop. He said stop. No, you didn't have to read more than 10 psukim. So who are you telling me now? You have to read 21 psukim at least. And there, this time it wasn't the middle of an Inyan there. They didn't finish no Inyan. It was the middle of an Inyan. They told him after 10 psukim to stop. So Mar says, Mokam shiyesh turgumin shani. A place that you have a turgumin, that's different. That used to say the psukim, and then the Metargim used to repeat it and say it over again in their language to understand it. So Rashi says, the word, Shiesh Terech Tzibur. The place that you have to stop and the person has to explain the psukim, it's a big Tirch of the Tzibur to make you wait so long, so we don't want you to read so many psukim. So Tirch of the Tzibur, you don't have to read more than 10 psukim. But if you don't have a Metargim, then the Loch reads, you have to read at least 21 psukim. Titoni Rav Tachlipa Bar Shmuel. Loishon Vela B'Mokum Shein Torgman. When do we say you have to have at least 21 psukim when there's no interpreter there? Ava Malkum Shesh Togmin Pesach. By the place we have an interpreter there, it takes a longer time. Mishum Tircha the Tzibur, not to keep him too busy in shul too long, you don't have to have a Torgmin, you don't have to say more than 10 psukim. 10 psukim is enough. You ain't person al shema. This Mishnah is talking about you have to have 10 people. For all these things that it says in the Mishnah, you have to have at least 10 people there when you do it. So the first thing is ain't person al shema. Like you don't say berchu. If you missed berchu, you don't say berchu unless you have 10 people there. So Rashi says like this: ain't person al shema. Minyan habu lebeis haknesses. If you have 10 people that come to shul liacha shekoru hatzibur shema, after they already said shema. So the Ran says, it means to say 10 people davened privately. And now after they got finished davening privately, they came together in shul. So now they didn't say berchu yet. So oimet echad, one person gets up, v'yoyim ekadish, they say kadish, u'berchu, he says berchu, u'berchu v'shemesh v'kriyishma. It's time the first berchu v'kriyishma, he says. But the Indian is to say a berchu. So if you didn't hear berchu yet, you want to say berchu now, you have to have at least 10 people there to say berchu. Rashi says, person is a loshin, chatzi adava, half of a thing. Like person mashma means saying half of the brichas kriyishma. V'yein oivrin lefnei ateva. You don't have a shliach tzibur go to davin at the stay of a shemon esrei unless you have 10 people. V'yein noisim al kapeyim. Trasher kanim. The kanim don't duchin unless you have 10 people there. V'yein kurim batera. There's no kriyas atera b'tzibur unless you have 10 people there. V'yein maftirim b'navi. Who are then? You don't read the Navi, you don't say the Aftera, if you don't have 10 people. If you're not gay, let's say people walked out. Now it's drawn the Kriyas Aftera, you had 10 people. And then somebody walked out before the Aftera, so you don't say the Aftera. In order to say the Aftera, you have to have 10 people there also. V'yein oisin maimid u'moshev. You don't do a maimid standing up and sitting down. This is by a levaya. Rashi lemeis. K'yishin oisin esameis lekoivri. When they're taking the mace to the kfura to bury him, on the way to bury him, Yoshrim Zayin Pemim, he used to sit down 7 times, Livchos as the mace, to cry over the mace. The Yeritzel is Seifa Yisavtum. Whoever wants to say Hespedem will say Hespedem. Vachitani Gemara and Boabasra. So, there ain't Poischid Mishiva, Mamodis. You don't have less than 7 Mamodis, 7 stopping, or Mashavas and sittings. The mace, Kagoin, Umdu, Yukurim, Umdu, Shavu, Yukurim, Shavu. We'll see in the Gemara. You used to tell them, sit down, and then get up. So you used to do this while they're walking to the base of Kfaris to bury him. So you only do this when you have 10 people there. That's Ein Oimdim, Ein Oisin, Mayim Midu Moshev. V'yein Oimrim, Birchas Avelim. There's nothing after they made the Kfura, the Rechayv in the street coming back used to make special brachas called Birchas Avelim. Also, you only say that bracha, there are 10 people there. V'tanchuni Avelim. Also, Tanchuni Avelim means Geshechoizu Min HaKfaris. And used to be chayzer from the base of kvaris, aimdim a menachem es oval. Used to be menachem the oval. V'yein shera p'chusam yasera. If you were mshast, especially when you're walking back, you have a row of 10 people there, and you're menachem the oval. So a special thing you used to do, we only did if you had 10 people. That's for tanchumi avelim also, did this in your right after the kvura, to walk in between the row, you had to have 10 people there. V'obirkas chastanim. Do it in by chastanim, where sheva brochis. You only say the bracha if you have 10 people there. V'yein mezamnim b'shem. If you make the benching, mezumin, you only say the bracha l'lokeinu, you only say Hashem's name, tochas me'asor. If you have less than 10, you don't say it. You only say Hashem's name if you have 10 people there. U'v'karkois, and when you have something, ground, karka, that's hegdish, you amakdish it. And now you want to be poivir it, you want to exchange it, like let it go out free. So you're paying money to hegdish, and you get the karka, when you want to shot up to know how much money it's worth, you have to do it with 10 people. Tisha the coin. There could be 9 Yisraelim there, but 1 coin has to be among them. For Yodam Kiyotzebim. The same thing if a person says that how much his value, he's makdish to hegdish. Like he says, as much as I'm value on the market, that's how much I want to give to hegdish. So we want to know now how much are you worth. We have to value you in front of 10 people. Same thing, you have to have 9 Yisraelim there, and at least 1 coin has to be amongst you. Trashiva Kakois, Shel hegdish. Habol lifteisen. Somebody wants to be poida the karka that's hegdish. Tzorech hasara v'yechav yam koin. You have to have 10, and one of them has to be a koin. V'yodim k'yotzebem, and bo liftois miyad hegdish, if you want to be poydah. From hegdish, the means, we'll see in the Gemara. It should be in bo lifteratzim miyad hegdish. If you want to pass yourself from hegdish, means that you made like an edda to say, the value of myself, I want to give the value of myself to hegdish. So you want to know how much you're worth, we have to value, you have to make a value, so you have to have at least 10 people there to shot you up, see how much you're worth. Right, the minu animili, how do we know these halachas? The first is, you don't say person mashma, you don't say borchu, unless you have 10 people. Omer Rabbi Chiyah Barab, Omer Rabbi Yechim, Yom HaKor, the Pesach says, v'nekadashti b'seich b'nei Yisrael. It's supposed to be mekadash Hashem amongst b'nei Yisrael. So we dashin called Dovashe B'gdusha. Anything that are B'gdusha, like Borchu, Kedusha, anything that has to do with Kedusha, lo ye pochus miyasor. It can't be unless you have 10 of our mitzvah people there. My mashma, how do we know here you mean 10? Where does it say 10 here? The Tony Rebbe Chia. Asya toich toich. Learn out one gzeva shovel from the word toich toich. Ksiv hocho v'nikadashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. You have to make a Kiddush, Kedusha, in front of 10, b'soich, in the middle of b'nei Yisrael. Another passage in the Midbar says, he bodlo mitoich reida. Go away from the Seder. By Bnei Korach there, it says, he bodlo, go away mitoich reida. And now, good, amongst the Eder, but how many people were there in the Eder? How, what does Eder mean? The ask you, Eder, Eder, we learn on Eder, Eder. Yechsev Hossam says over there, ad mosail reida roa zois. How long are these? And that was by the Meraglim. And we know there were 10 bear Meraglim. Two of them were okay. Yeshua and Kol was alright. There was only 10 that were no good. So Mal Alan Asar, just like over there by the Meraglim, it says the word Eidah, which means 10, is Al-Kan Asara. When it says the Pasuk of Ibodlu Mitoich Eidah Azois, also means 10. And it says the word Mitoich there, and it says the word Mitoich over here, V'nikdashti V'soich B'nai Yisrael, so that's how we know a Dovashim Kedush has to be with at least 10 people. V'ayinoisin Mayim Midu Moshe Pochas Mesara. When they're on the way to bury the mace, you can't stop and sit down and stand up 7 times unless you have 10 people there. The verse says, why? Kivan the boy of the maimah, since they have to say, omdu yikarim amoidu. Like, choshva people, their people stand up. Shavu yikarim shavu, their people sit down. Is botsumi asar la uch arya. Less than 10 people, it's not manners, not meaning like that, to talk to 10 people like this. And this is the way you're supposed to speak to them. Rashi says, and Rashi learns, la uch arya, la triyach shliach. Lakach, or the grossim yikorim. Two things, to have a shliach to do all this, and also to talk so nice to them, my dear people, yimkei mahanachlam rubim. Because if you do this for less than 10 people, why do you leave over for 10 people? So therefore, it's a svarah ucha'aya, you don't do these things less than 10 people. We don't say birchas aveilim, birchas chasanim, less than 10 people. So Mara says, my birchas aveilim, what does birchas aveilim mean? It means birchas rechova. It means in the street, when they're coming back, there's a special bracha they used to say on the rechayiv, in the street itself. The Amr of Yitzchak, Amr of Yechanan, Bircha Sa'avelim B'Yasor, true, to make this bracha you have to have 10 people there. But V'yein Avelim Min Aminyin, the oval is not Min Aminyin, you have to have 10 people besides him to make the bracha. Z'rash Yein Avelim Min Aminyin, Shrehiwayim Me'a Bracha L'Menachemim, V'Fnei Atzman. Achenu balagomu yishalom mechol gemulchem atoy. Baruch Hashem yishalom magmul. Ol yeh. Lovelum efne yatsman. Achenu bal nechom meshinachem eschem. Baruch Hashem nachem evelum. V'yonu koilum yachet. We put it together. V'yenu koilum yachet. We don't put it together. So there's a special bracha to the Menachemim, to the people that are there. And there's a special bracha for the Yovel. Therefore, you have to have 10 people excluding the Yovel. Now, there's one bracha for the people being Menachem there. There's another bracha for the Yovel. So each one is separate. You have to have 10 and besides the Yovel. Vashenken birchas chasanim. That's what you have by your chasen. You make the sheva brachas. V'yasor, you need 10 people there. Aber v'achasanim min aminyin. There the chasen is b'teres dominion. But you have 10 people there, you can say the sheva brachas. V'ayte v'yei mizamnin ala mosim b'shein pochas mesor. Why? Kivu nevorach l'meima. Nevorach l'alokeinu. You have to say Hashem's name. Botsa miyasor alav ruchariya. Less than 10 people, that a mokum, the Shechinu is there, we have 10 people for Nikdashti, that's the mokum, to make Kiddush Hashem, less than 10, we don't say Nevorach Lelokeinu. It's not Uch Aryeh. V'yakakoyis tisha v'kering v'yodim k'yotzebin. When you want to be poid the Hegdish, the karka, the grounds, land, or else a person knows Nakdish himself, the value of him, when you want to value, say how much he's worth, you need 10 people there. V'nor anemili, Omar Shmuel Asora Kahanim Ksuvim Bapasha. It says in the Pasha of this Indian of Hegdeshis, 10 times the word Kohen. Rashi says, Yud Kahanim Ksuvim, the Pasha is Hegdeshis, Shloisha V'erchin, U'Shloisha V'Behemo, V'Yavor V'Kakois. Since it says 10 times the word Kohen here, these inyonim are being prayed to Hegdish, that's why we have to have 10 people there to make the value how much it's worth. Chad legufei, one is legufei in each, Rashi the Kohen binan. One word Kohen is very good, it teaches us you have to have a Kohen there. V'chad lemutei, something like the word v'chad, it's more than just v'chad. Yevidach, and after that, have a miyat achamiyat. As it says, one legufei. So all the other 9, what is that to say for? What do you have to have 9 more for? Let's just say once. Vidach, all the rest of them, have a miyat achamiyat. V'yei miyat achamiyat el lagabes. When it says one after another, each one is coming to be married, but the same more. That is to say, tisha yisraelim. It's enough now to have 9 yisraelim. V'chad kain. It's enough to have just 1 kain. So all the other ones, the rest of the 9 that's extra, comes to teach us, you don't only need a coin, there's enough to have the Yisrael there also. For the more of the Eima, Chamisha Kanam, Chamisha Yisraelim, Kasha. Even if you want to say you could add, but how do you know to add so much, you could have more Yisraelim? Maybe it just comes to say, one and one, like you have to have an equal amount of Kanam and Yisraelim there. Something wrong with by Kasha. How do you know to say that all 9 of them could be Yisraelim, and only one is enough to be a coin? Rashi's Veimel Chamisha Kanam Chamisha Yisraelim. Kivon the time of Mishum Miyat Acha Miyatu. Hashlishi Ein Miyat Acha Miyat. This one after one is good. When you have the third one, it's not extra. The third one you need to read, tell your kain. The fourth one is extra. The fifth one is not. The sixth one is extra. The seventh one not. So all you should have to have is equal amount of Kanam and Yisraelim. Satan Melbaz Baikash. The Yodim Kiyos, then by a person also the same thing. That a person, when he wants to value how much he's worth, you have to have 10 people there. For the Gemara, other mi kaddish, can a person become kaddish? A person can't make his goof kaddish. Not that he said me myself is hegdish, but you say the value, how much I'm worth, that amount of money I want to give to hegdish. So now we have to know how much you're worth. Tanya, ho'imer d'me'olai. If somebody says the value of me, I'm giving to hegdish. We value him as if he's a slave. V'yevet ishkesh l'kakoyis. And we know in Eved Kenani has the same halacha like Kakoy, it's like ground, like land. The Eved Kenani has a halacha like Karka. It goes to Rosh Yerusha, that when your father dies, the son Yashin is the Avodim Kenanim. So what did he also, by Pidyon, the Torah calls the Adam, Daimit to Kevid, and therefore the Kakoy is, we have to have 10 people there to make the value how much you're worth. So by an Adam also, the value also, you need 10 people there. See, I've read it before. When you land the Torah, you shouldn't leave each aliyah, can't be less than 3 psukim. For la yikwala maturgmim yosef pasagechon. If you have an interpreter there, v'shash laying the Torah, you can't read more than 1 pasuk. You have to take it slow, read 1 pasuk, he interprets it, then do a 2nd pasuk. Well, the Navi, though, when you're reading the Haftarah, Shalisha, then it's enough to read 3 psukim at a time. You can read 3, and then the interpreter interprets all 3 at a time. If there were 3 different pashois there, then Kerin Echadechad. You read one. Medalgim, another game, Medalgim, a Torah. You can skip around in the Navi, you don't skip around in the Torah. If you have Kamu, Medalag, how much can you skip around? Akadesh, no Yisakam, a Turgman. Up until you have to skip from one place to another place in the Navi to read that Torah, like you read 3 psukim to the Turgman, while it takes in time to repeat the 3 psukim, you're allowed to roll up the Navi from one place to another place. But if it ever takes you more than that time to roll to get to the next place, so far away, you don't read after like from 2 different places so far away. All right, stop here. You're holding Dav Chav Dalet, we're holding. Okay, Dav Chav Dalet, we'll just start again the last Mishnah on the bottom of Chav Gimel and Beis. So the Mishnah says, HaKorah Batorah. when you get an aliyah to read by the Sefer Torah, is lo yivchos mishlosh psukim. You can't read less than three psukim. Each aliyah has to at least be three psukim. V'lo yikro lemeturgmin yoyser mi posuk echot. By the Torah, they used to read it to an interpreter. He would say it over in their language. So then you shouldn't say more than one pasuk at a time, in order to understand very carefully what the interpreter has to say.